Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Over the Back Fence for this Saturday. It is February 25th. Thanks for joining me. It's 11:05 on the clock. I am your host, Seth, and I haven't done the show in a couple of weeks, so here I am. I'm back, everyone. I want this to be a great show, so in order to do that, call in. 424-2600 is the number to call. If you're looking to buy or sell items with your friends and neighbors all throughout central Wisconsin, if you want to talk about events that are happening this weekend or the week coming up, we'd love to talk about that too. Anything else under this fine sunny day that we have? Oh man, after all the snow, what a great turnaround for the weekend. Oh, it's wonderful. I can't get enough of it. 424-2600 is the number to call. Throughout the show today, we're going to get into our normal features, our mailbag items, our news and notes, calendar of events for this weekend and the upcoming week. Maybe look a little further down the line. Of course, we'll get into some programming information about what's coming up the rest of today and tomorrow, both here on WFHR and on WIRI, our sister station. We got sports coming up on both of those. So we'll get into that. We've got shows coming up after this one. We've got shows coming up tomorrow. Some of your favorites, of course, Seth Face of the Music. Yes, one of your favorite shows, Director's Cut. We've got the Sunshine Polka Show tomorrow as well. Hope you enjoyed it this morning. And we'll get into all kinds of things, but mostly your phone calls, 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence. All right, let's start off the show here today with some updates on some sports. First of all, the River Kings are wrapping up their season this weekend going into the playoffs. They have one more series that they started yesterday against the Steele County Blades. And unfortunately, they came out on the short end last night. 4-3, tight game. Of course, they're set for the playoffs. And this is more just getting ready. If you heard Coach Peckman earlier this week on Monday on Playmakers, he came in and talked a little bit about what was coming up and what his goals were. He would tell you that it's more getting the guys ready for the playoffs. That's what this weekend is all about. Looks like they came up a little short, but they do play again tonight. Go ahead and fill the Southwood County Rec Center. Got to catch a game there last weekend, and it was so much fun. Unfortunately, I only got to one this year. That's a bummer, but we will be carrying, of course, playoff games on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. That's Wisconsin. Tonight, they're going to wrap up their series against the Steele County Blades. Mark will be on the call there. Don will be running the board. Check it out. If you can't get to the game, tune in at around 7 o'clock, and you'll be hearing all the action on WIRI. Of course, that's not the only sports that we have this weekend on our two stations here in Wisconsin Rapids. Tonight, hopefully the Wisconsin Badgers men's hockey team will do better than they did last night. It was a rough game against Penn State. I listened to part of it, and yikes. Rough year for the Badgers. Hopefully they can salvage the series tonight. This afternoon, I should say, because it's a little earlier. The pregame is going to start today at 3:30. So check in 3:30, Badgers hockey, taking on Penn State once more. And then let's flip it over till tomorrow, WFHR noon at 12 o'clock sharp. The basketball Badgers men's basketball team will be taking on Michigan, another Big Ten action going on in basketball tomorrow on Sunday. And that's going to wrap up the sports for this weekend. We do have lots of stuff coming up. We don't have a set schedule for high school playoffs that are coming up, especially for the Assumption girls team. We'll get that information to you as soon as we get it, which ones we're going to be able to broadcast on WIRI. So stay tuned for that because we will let you know. And of course, on Monday, don't miss Playmakers at 10 a.m. with James and his guests. Let's talk a little bit about what's coming up on non-sports related programming we have on WFHR and WIRI coming up. Immediately following this show, we've got the Charlie Behrens Show. That's right, Charlie Behrens, well-known Wisconsin comedian and social media guy. I don't know what else to call him. He's very funny. He brings guests on his show and interviews them. The Cripes Cast is coming up from noon to 1. And then at 1 o'clock, we've got a fun new show with The Gravedigger, our new friend, Gilbert Brown. Talks with Earl Ingram. They recorded it earlier during the week. It's called Under the Helmet. And Gilbert Brown, what a guy. Interesting guy. Just great takes on stuff. He's a great talker. Funny. And if you haven't listened to it yet, check it out. That's going to happen at 1 o'clock today, right after the Charlie Behrens Cripes Cast. And then for the rest of the afternoon, we've got the best of our weekday shows, including Up North News. We've got Earl Ingram, Dueling Tangents, Devil's Advocates. And then at 6, the great live show, The Otto Madison, from 6 to 12, Max Inc. Radio. Lots of great interviews, lots of great music. Turning over to Sunday here, don't want to miss of course, because of the basketball game tomorrow, there will not be Charlie Behrens Show or the rebroadcast of the Sunshine Polka Show. I apologize for that. I totally forgot it was happening at 1. So the Badgers basketball game against Michigan will be preempting those. But that's okay because later on in the day, from 6 to 8, you have my show, Seth Faces the Music, new show this week. And I picked a hard one for myself. I challenged myself for some reason, and I'm not really sure why. Songs about clothing. Yes, all types of clothing. We've got shoes, socks, pants, underwear, you name it. We picked a song. I picked a song out for that, so check it out. It was a fun show to do. It was a little more challenging, but I think it turned out nice. So go ahead and check that out from 6 to 8 on Sunday. And then after that, oh, we got a great, great director's cut for you. We have local singer Alexis Walton joining James and I on the air, and she was a treat. You may know Alexis Walton. You may have heard her voice before. If you've heard the classic Carpet City ad, she is the one who did the jingle for that. She sang on that. So that's what she's known for, but she's also got some other great recordings out there. She's in a couple of bands in the area. We talked to her about all of that, about her history, about what singing means to her. It's a great interview. We play some of her music. What's not to like? 8 to 9, right after Seth Faces the Music tomorrow. Director's cut. Don't miss it. Alexis Walton is our guest. All right, so that's what's coming up on these airwaves in WFHR. Oh, I also want to, I can't believe I didn't think about this. We have a new show on WIRI called Forgotten Country, Sundays from noon to 2. We just started broadcasting it. It's a great show, lots of classic country tunes you may have not heard in a while, some interviews. It's a really cool show. Check that out, noon to 2 on WIRI if you are so inclined. And stay tuned. I think IRI is going to be expanding a little bit coming up here. So you want to keep listening for that as well. But right now, we are on WFHR, and I'm waiting for your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call. If you are out and about today, and if you're in the west side of Wisconsin Rapids, why not stop over to the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. That is where the Winter Farmers Market is going on as we speak until 1 o'clock. There's been a great response to that. We've gotten tons of vendors coming in, lots of requests for vendors. We got foods there now. We've got crafts, jewelry. We got anything, man, all kinds of great stuff. Check it out. It's open till 1 o'clock today. That's going all the way through April. 310 First Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids. That is the Moravian Church. You cannot miss it. All right. So we're going to go ahead and take our first break here. Really early, a little early, but that's okay. We'll get into our news and notes, calendar of events, and getting ready for your phone calls, everybody. Get those in, 424-2600, looking to buy or sell, talk about events, whatever you want to talk about here on Over the Back Fence. This is your show, everyone. Don't want to hear me yammering on all the hour long, so get those calls in. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back on locally grown radio, WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR on this beautiful Saturday. Get out there and strut your stuff today on this beautiful weather, huh? Oh, Prince, you're so missed, Syl. Yes, he did write that song. Sheena Easton sang it. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on over the Back Fence on this beautiful Saturday. Bring those calls in here. I'm going to get into the news and notes, mailbag items, all that good stuff here in just a minute, but still waiting on those phone calls. Come on and get them in, everyone. As I go through this information, I'm going to finish reading what's in front of me, and then I'll get to your call as soon as I am done with that. Going into the mailbag today, we've got one item or a sale here that we want to let people know about. A bunch of family board games, including Checkers, Pokeno, Perfection, Sharpshooters. You can get all of those for $5. For the one $5 bill, you can get all of those family board games. If you're interested, 715-424-2216 is the number to call. Checkers, Pokeno, Perfection, Sharpshooters. $5 for all of those games. 424-2216 is the number to call. All right, let's get into some news and notes and calendar of events here. We got some information from our good friends over at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department, With all the snow that we got, and I don't know how long this is going to last, folks, so you better get out there when you can, about opening snowmobile trails for this weekend. They want everyone to know that the Yellow River Riders will be opening trails today. They open them today at 8 a.m., so if you're in that area, go check it out. It's ready to go for you. They do want to let everyone know that the Vesper Snowdrifter section of trails, starting at Intersection 8, State Highway 73 South to State Highway 54, that is an ATV intensive use area, that remains closed at this time. But all other snowmobile trails in Wood County are open as of yesterday. So go out and enjoy it now when you get the chance. Of course, we don't know how long the snow is going to stay. So now that we got it, go ahead and use it if you are so inclined. You can check out other county trail maps. You can go to the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department website. That is co.wood.wius/departments/parks. That's where the trail map is. They do remind everyone to please use caution, as conditions, of course, will vary. Some areas are icy, making grooming very difficult. So some areas are only partially groomed. Please be careful. And, of course, ride at your own risk. Respect landowners and stay on marked trails. Also, the Wood County multi-use trails at NEPCO, Powers Bluff, and Richland 360 are groomed and the tracks are set. Trail pass information is located at the trailhead locations. And then for this weekend, the Powers Bluff Winter Sports Area is open. If you're interested in some skiing or some tubing, both today and tomorrow, sessions open from 10 to 1 and then again from 1 to 4 each day. All-day passes are also available. Go check it out. It's a great little, it's kind of a hidden gem here in Wood County. So go check out the Powers Bluff Winter Sports Area if you have not done so yet. You can also check out the department's website, like we said before, Facebook, Instagram pages, or you can head over to Travel Wisconsin for more updated information and other closing information if that becomes a issue once again. So lots of stuff open. Get your winter sports in this weekend if you can, everyone. There's a hygiene drive going on right now throughout Central Wisconsin. Central Wisconsin, including Wausau, Stevens Point, and Rapids here. Help for the homeless. This is taking place until March 5th, so you still have some time to do that. Donate hygiene and cleaning supplies for Wisconsin Rapids. This is for both the Family Center and for the Focus Food Pantry SWEPs. For both of those wonderful charities that we have, go ahead and donate where you can find places that do this. I do want to tell everyone that if you are heading over to the Winter Farmers Market at the Moravian Church, there is a bin there that is collecting there as well. They're looking for cleaning supplies, feminine needs, bathroom tissue, diapers and baby care, hair care, deodorant, dental care, body lotion, laundry soap, trash bags, paper towel, and bath and facial soap. This is Of course, all regular hygiene stuff. Check that out. If you can help out, it would be greatly appreciated. All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a 1997 Skidoo snowmobile. Excellent shape, adult driven, and stored inside. It's got a cover, new wear rods, extra belt, extra oil. And anyways, 715-424-1058. And the price is $1,800 or best offer. I dropped the price down. And it's fully registered for this year. And Eason has the trail pass on it for this year. And as you mentioned before, all the Wood County trails are open now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I will have at least a month of snowmobile, and if you wish to buy it.
Let's hope that snow holds out. 424-1058.
That is correct. Thank
all
you.
Right. Yep, have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. Snowmobile, now's the time to do it, everyone. It got some snow finally. Everything is ready, set to go, as is. $1,800 for the snowmobile. 424-1058 if you are interested. We do have some blood donation information coming up here. We have the Red Cross has several events going on throughout central Wisconsin in the coming weeks. And they're also giving an extra incentive here for the February as February wraps up and going into March that there's a chance to win a trip to Florida plus a $10 Amazon gift card if you come in to give blood or platelets. So go ahead. If you haven't don't have enough incentive to give blood, which you should, come on now. This is a great incentive to do this. You'll be entered to win a trip to Florida plus a $10 gift card. That's always very cool. Looking at the list here and checking out what is coming up in our local areas, I do want to let everyone know that in Nakusa coming up on the 1st, and that is Wednesday, that's this coming Wednesday in Nakusa at the high school, that's at 500 South Cedar Street. From 1 to 6 p.m., the Red Cross will be there accepting blood donations. We have a couple more coming up in the area later on next week. We've got Rosholt on March 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's at the high school, 346 West Randolph Street. And then the next day in Plover on the 9th from 12 to 5 at Woodlands Church, 190 Hoover Avenue. Of course, if you're in the Stevens Point area, you have lots of opportunities to give blood at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center. They're located at 3201 C Main Street. They are going to be open this week on Monday and Tuesday, the 27th and the 28th, from 12 to 6:15 p.m. And then they'll be closed on Wednesday and then open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 8:15 to 2:45 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2:45. If you have a chance to get up to Stevens Point and any of those times, you can give blood and get your chance to win the trip to Florida plus the $10 gift card to Amazon. Lots of opportunities to give blood coming up. I do not have a complete calendar here. I just have the end of February for the Lowell Center. So I will tell you what is coming up in the next 2 days. On Monday, actually, there's two really cool things that I want to highlight from 8 to 3:30. They've got the AARP tax aid programs on Mondays. Usually that's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So keep that in mind as well. And then at 1:30, they have their book club talking about the book Playing with Fire. And if you want to check out, if you want to know more about the schedule at the Lowell Center, you can call 715-421-1051 during their regular office hours. They're located at 220 3rd Avenue South, Suite 3. That's at the Lowell Center. The Centralia Center, of course, is the old mall, and that is where you go for that. If you're interested in any of the activities they are offering there. I do want to remind everyone that coming up in about a half hour over in Rome, the 91st annual Tri-Norse Winter Tournament will be taking place. That was originally scheduled for February 11th, but because, of course, lack of snow, they rescheduled it for today. It is the annual winter tournament. It's back and better than ever. Come watch some brave skiers. I love that. Can watch some Braves Gears. It's happening today from noon to 4 p.m. So go ahead and head out to Rome and check that out. The Tri-Skier, 91 years. What goes 91 years anymore? I mean, come on. That's crazy. It's awesome. Support it. Looking ahead towards the week to come, I do want to highlight there's another opportunity for a community blood drive on Monday from 2 to 7 p.m. That's at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged, and you can set up an appointment by calling 866-566-5900. That is the number for the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin. And they do want to remind everyone, the Blood Center is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. So it stays in the community. That's coming up on Monday, 2 to 7. And walk-ins, of course, are welcome as well. But if you want to make sure you get in, get that appointment scheduled, again, former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street, Monday, 2 to 7 p.m., Community Blood Drive. Looking ahead to some fun events that are happening at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Got to talk with them on Morning Magazine earlier this week. Looking ahead to Thursday, Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be performing. They're going to bring back memories from yesteryear with their talented jazz sound and fun interpretation of the great jazz standards from days gone by. Sing along if you want, and also enjoy listening to Pete's funny and fascinating stories. Over 50 years in the music industry, Pete's great. He's been on these airwaves a few times, and he's got some great stories. Great musicianship here. Check out some jazz. It is free admission, but they do accept donations. So go check it out. Listen to some great music with Pete and the boys at Four on the Floor. And then on March 3rd, that's this coming Friday, we've got Paint with the Police and Tom Pease. This is really cool. Doors open at 1 p.m. Music starts from 1:15 to 2 p.m. There is no school for kids this coming Friday. Come hang out at the center. Dance with local legend Tom Pease and do paint projects with our local police officers from the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department and the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Get out of the house and be artsy. Awesome. $5 per person includes paint projects and the live music. Come early. Space is limited. Proudly sponsored by the WRPD, the WR Professional Police Association, and the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Have some fun. Make some connections with our local law enforcement. Always a good thing. It's going from 1 to 3:30 this coming Friday, the 3rd. There'll be music from Tom Pease. Of course, Tom is well-known around the area for his kid-friendly music. And that's a great way to meet and greet some police officers and sheriff's deputies from local law enforcement. That's also a good thing. Also, if you are an artist age 9 to 99 years old, young, they say, that has not publicly exhibited your art, well, you are going to have a chance. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is having an aspiring artist exhibit March 14th through April 20th. You can enter 1 to 3 pieces. All art mediums are accepted. You need to deliver the art either the 3 days you can do this, March 7th, 8th, and 9th, to the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Mark your calendar for the exhibit opening and meet the artisans on March 16th. They're having a nice reception, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. All artwork must arrive ready to hang or display. Keep that in mind if you have something you would like to show. Please review the specifics on the entry form that can be found at their website, Central Wisconsin Cultural Center website, or you can stop by the CWCC if you have any questions. Go ahead and check that out as well. Lots of cool stuff going at the Cultural Center. We love supporting it. Artists supporting artists. That's what we're all about, right? Coming up on Wednesday, of course, the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street, is having their weekly bingo game. Bingo. Bingo. I can't do it. James isn't here, so I got to do it myself. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go support the Elks and have a fun time doing it as well. Well, we missed it this last week because of the big storm that rammed through town here. But here's hoping that this week we'll be able to do it again on Thursday. Of course, the Neighborhood Table will be providing their weekly community meal at from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And this, of course, is at
2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. The beautiful new facility that Focus has. All their stuff is done in one place now. It's really great. And it's also a great community meal, way to meet people. And it's not just for people who, you know, maybe have a little trouble affording a meal that day. If you want to join in, go ahead. Have a nice hot meal, 4:30 to 6 p.m., a community meal. Go see some people. Get in with your community here. It's a wonderful opportunity to do that as well. Looking ahead to Friday, well, we are in Lent now, of course, everyone. And you know that means? It means fish fries all over the place. So I got a couple here that I want to highlight. The Nakusa Port Edwards Knights of Columbus are doing this year once again their drive-through fish fry. This has turned out to be a really fun event for them. You get some beer-battered fried cod served with a baked potato or potato salad, coleslaw, dinner roll, dessert, all for $13. It's on Fridays through March 31st, 3 to 6 p.m. It's located at Sacred Heart Parish at 711 Prospect Avenue in Nakusa. They're asking, please enter on the 7th Street. Please enter on 7th Street and follow the signs, and they will get you there. Of course, they appreciate all the people going through for their fish fry, but excellent food. And we want to let you know about it. So if you're in the Nakusa Port Edwards area on Fridays, go to their drive-through fish fry. 3 to 6, Sacred Heart Parish, 711 Prospect Avenue. All right. Before we continue with our next fish fry, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a tall curio cabinet for sale. It has 5 glass shelves and a light in it. It's in excellent condition. I'm asking $150 for it. And the number to call is 715-712-1349. And if no answer, if they get the message, please leave your number and I'll get back to you.
All right. 712-1349.
Right.
All right. Thanks so much for the call.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. I got a curio cabinet with a light and glass shelves. Sounds very cool. 712-1349. If you're interested, if no one answers, just leave a message, leave your number, and she will get back to you. Thank you for the phone call. 424-2600 to get on the air right now, just like that very smart person did. So there's another fish fry going on throughout the Lenten season. This one at our friends at St. Lawrence Catholic Church from 4 to 7 p.m. on Fridays. They're at 530 10th Avenue North in Rapids. It's a fish fry that's dine-in or carry-out, so they have a choice of both. You can have fried or baked fish, potato salad or French fries, baked beans or pasta salad, coleslaw, bread, tartar sauce, dessert. Whew. Salad bar, including for meals dining in. Man, that is a heck of a meal. Adults are $12, senior $11.50. Children are $8. Carry-out's available for $12, all told. Without the salad bar, because, you know, you can't take a salad bar with you, even though, you know, I'd love to try and do that. Anyway, the fish fry at St. Lawrence Catholic Church every Friday through the Lenten season, 530 10th Avenue North from 4 to 7 p.m. every one of those Fridays. And then let's look ahead to next Sunday. We've got our friends over at St. Bonislava Holy Name Pancake having St. Bonislava Holy Name are having their all-you-can-eat breakfast once again. Man, I'm in trouble with this. Sunday, March 5th from 8:30 to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. The menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast, sausage links, milk, juice, and coffee. The cost is $9 for ages 13 to adult, 4 for ages 5 to 12, and free for ages 4 and under. The meal is cooked by the Men of Holy Name and table service provided by the St. Bron's Boy Scout Troop number 201. Proceeds from the breakfast, of course, go towards the parish school and youth needs, and they thank you for coming to support, have some great food, and coming to support St. Bronislava's and all that they do there. All right, I think it's time for another break. When we come back, We have a few more events coming up a little bit further out in March. We want to give you a heads up on those. Plus, more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence right here on WFHR, where we are indeed locally grown radio. So, you know what movie this came from, right? It would be a good day to watch it. You know, I haven't seen that movie, like, in forever. It probably hasn't held up very well. Unlike the music, which is great. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today. I am your host, Seth. And we're hanging out here till about noon when the Charlie Barron's Cripes Cast show comes up. Don't want to miss that as well. Charlie, very funny guy. And he's a very good interviewer, too. You get some great interviews coming up throughout the next couple of weeks. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on the air here on Over the Back Fence if you're looking to buy or sell items. If you're looking to talk about events that are coming up, we want to talk about all that sort of thing. If you want to talk about the nice weather, we'll talk about that as well. Keep the show rolling along here, 424-2600. Let's look at a few things that are coming up a little bit later in the month. Extension Wood County at Focus has got some really cool events coming up, some classes in the month of March, and we want to highlight those for you. All classes are from 3 to 4 p.m. at Focus. Once again, 2321 West Grand Avenue is where they are located. We've got a horticulture class coming up March 7th. That's Janelle Weir, horticulture educator. You've heard Janelle on these airwaves on Morning Magazine. This is all about planting your garden, gardening tips, and caring for houseplants. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that was part of it. I may have to go. Caring for houseplants. Not very good at that. Then on March 14th, that is a nutrition class, and this one is hosted by Hannah Wendels, a FoodWise educator. Nutritious eating ideas, meal planning on a budget, super snacks, making the most of leftovers. These are so cool. These are great opportunities to learn all kinds of stuff. And this doesn't matter. Who doesn't want to save food, doesn't want to save money, or save food for that matter? What are ways you can spice up your leftovers? These sound like great classes. And then on March 21st, we have a financial class. Our good friend Jackie Caratini, human development and relationship educator at Wood County Extension, budgeting tools, cutting expenses, credit reports, all very, very important things. Check it out. And Jackie, you've heard her on Morning Magazine. You know she's a great, very fun talker, and she's a very good educator. All these great classes coming up at Focus. Join Extension Wood County on these 3 to 4 on those days. You can RSVP by calling 715-421-8437. You can go online at bit.ly/focus2023. All through our friends at Extension Wood County and are people we know very well if you listen to WFHR at all. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to learn a lot. The 4th Annual Morgan Gorst Memorial Blood Drive will be happening Saturday, March 11th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Morgan was diagnosed with glioblastoma at the age of 12. Blood transfusions gave Morgan the strength to continue his fight and gave him more time with family and friends. Although Morgan's time here on Earth was far too short, the impact he made on others will last forever. Please honor Morgan's memory by donating blood. You know, it doesn't matter who you donate blood with. This is a great opportunity to do it in memory of someone who really used it, who really needed it. This is going to be happening at the Morgan Gorst Memorial Blood Drive. It's held at the RJ Tack Auditorium Gym. This is in Spencer, Wisconsin at 300 North School Street at the Auditorium Gym. Walk-ins are welcome and appointments are honored. To schedule your appointment, call 877-232-4376, 877-232-4376. 232-4376. This is presented by our good friends at Versity and Morgan's Mission. 16-year-old donors, they do need a parental consent form. A helpful tip, make sure you eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. That's good advice for any time you give blood. Saturday, March 11th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., 4th Annual Morgan Gorst Memorial Blood Drive in Spencer. check it out. It sounds like a very, very good thing. Throughout the year, our good friends at Aspirus Health offer cancer support groups for many, many people. And we do have more coming up here, meetings for specific groups. And this is going to be coming up in the second week of March, I believe, the second full week in March. So looking ahead to Monday, March 13th, that is when the Women's Support Group sharing meeting will be taking place. This is women cancer patients and survivors only. Please no support people. The next day on the 14th, there's a men's support group, and the same thing, men's cancer patients and survivors only. And then on, and then we have other caregiver meetings coming up. Those are going to be, the next one is going to be in April coming up there. And we also have some guest speakers coming in April. But we'll get to those when we get a little bit closer to the dates. All meetings are held from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. at the Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Lower level conference center rooms B and C. It's free. No registration needed. Just go ahead and show up. If you would like some more information, simply call 715-421-7442. 7442 if you want some more information about these cancer support groups. Coming up towards the end of March, we've got the HOPE Consortium, supporting treatment and recovery in northern and central Wisconsin. We invite all treatment and recovery service providers, human service personnel, criminal justice partners, prevention professionals, community and tribal members, and leaders to attend their third annual webinar series. This five-part series will be held the fourth Friday of each month from February through June from 10 to 11 a.m. via Zoom. The next one is coming up March 24th. The first one was February 24th. And then again, April 28th, May 26th, June 23rd. Session topics will include, it's a training series. This will serve as an excellent onboarding tool for professionals and provide a foundational focus on topics including substance abuse, outpatient treatment programs and medication-assisted treatment, self-care for wounded helpers, co-occurring disorders, and much more. Wonderful opportunity here. If you would like some more information, you can check out, contact Wayne Sorensen, a project manager at the Family Health Center of Marshfield Incorporated. That's who is sponsoring this. Sorensen.Wayne at marshfieldclinic.org. Registration is free and it is open now. If you want to check out, you can register via mail. You could register by going to hopeconsortium.org. And like I said, this is funded in part by Family Health Center of Marshfield Incorporated. Very helpful for people with substance abuse, ways for all kinds of people to learn about any number of things to help people who are dealing with substance abuse. All right, we're going to take our final break here, I think, everybody. Then we're going to look ahead a little bit to some fun stuff happening through the summer. YMCA Camp Alexander will be coming up very, very soon. And we'll touch on a few things there. Maybe wrap up the show with a song today. I don't know. What do you think? I think I should do a song today. I'm looking forward to playing some more music. So, all right, and get your last couple of phone calls in, 424-2600 right now on Over the Back Fence. We're going to take a break, come back here on WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. More Prince. Don't have to be. His Royal Badness. Thank you, sir. Prince Rogers Nelson, you know, Minnesotan and all. Gotta talk about that. Thanks for joining me today, everybody, on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR 97.5 FM. 1320 on your AM dial. I had to think, you know, I hadn't said that in a while. I had to think about it. My goodness. Thanks to everyone who called in today. And yeah, I think we're going to wrap up the show in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to play something from the 90s. I'm in a 90s kind of mood today, everybody. It was a good one. And it's named after a really cool movie, too. I'll tell you in just a minute. Just a couple more broadcasting notes that I want to pass on to you. Stay tuned. Up next is the Cripes Cast. That's Charlie Behrens, Wisconsin comedian slash social media guy. We'll be having a fun interview coming up here from 12 to 1. And then from 1 to 2, we have Under the Helmet with Earl Ingram and Gilbert Brown. Yes, the Gravedigger on the airwaves. It's been a great a get for us on Civic Media to talk to him every week, which is really cool. Gilbert Brown is quite a guy. So that's from noon to 2 today. Starting at 3:30, we got the pregame for the Badgers hockey game coming up against Penn State. And hopefully they can do a little bit better than they did last night. Ugh, it's kind of an ugly game for them, but that's at 3:30. Over on our sister station at about 7 o'clock tonight, we've got River Kings hockey. They're looking to even their series with the Steele County Blades coming up as they wrap up the regular season. Heading into the playoffs very soon, we're going to root on our River Kings there. What a great job Coach Peckman has done this year. In his first year, the River Kings have done great, and he's been here talking with us on Playmakers on Mondays. He comes in, gives us regular updates. We do appreciate Coach Peckman and all that he has done with this community. So they got a game tonight at WIRI, and then tomorrow at noon, that means no rebroadcast of the Cripescast, no rebroadcast of the Polka Show. I know, but Badgers are playing Michigan. Big Ten action coming up tomorrow at noon. And then, of course, looking forward to the week, we have Playmakers at 10 o'clock, as we do on every Monday, doing a look at the week in sports and what's coming up. Baseball. That's right. All I got to say it, baseball. Spring training games have started, everyone. The new rules have already caused a few veterans to pop off. It's hilarious. It's going to be fun just finding out how everyone adapts to the new rules in baseball as we go along. And that reminds me, rafters are coming up as well. So stay tuned. We're going to have some big announcements about the rafters coming up very, very soon. And we are very excited for the new season coming up for that as well. Well, I said I was going to be playing a song today, and I am not going to lie. It's from 1995, kind of a one-hit wonder. I think the band was out of Texas. One of those that they named it after, and when I first heard the song, I had no idea it was named after a classic movie from 1961 starring Audrey Hepburn, based on a short story by Truman Capote. Basically a love song about what they didn't have anything in common except for liking this one movie. And why not? Love songs have been based on flimsier things than that. Thanks for joining me, everybody, today on Over the Back Fence. We'll see you again next week. Bye.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from. Falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care. Falling apart.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.